4-0 start to the season for the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They gave up a few more points last week. However, the level of competition went up, and certainly Green City at home, Princeton on the road. A couple of convincing victories for Mercer. They have games the next two nights and three nights out of the five this week. Mormon Trail non-conference home tonight. Then it's into a conference play tomorrow at East Harrison. Grundy R5 coming up to Mercer on Friday. Coach Owens, excellent week last week. Congratulations on the success.
Well, thanks. I was pretty pleased with the effort the girls gave all week.
Let's start with that Princeton game on Friday. I'm holding that team as explosive as Princeton can be to 28 points on their home floor. How good was your defense three nights ago?
Well, as I was very pleased with their defense, and especially the job that we were able to do against a very, very good player with Addie Hinkey, and I thought that early in the game we got in a little bit of foul trouble. Rainey Michael, who is our best defender, got some early fouls and ended up sitting out most of the first quarter or of the second quarter. But you know, at that point, Emma Shifley started guarding Addie, and we did a lot of helping and things like that. And you know, we were able to control her a little bit, so she didn't get off on some of the nights that she has in the past.
How much of a balancing act is it that you want to put extra eyeballs on Addie because she's certainly Princeton's, you know, most dynamic player and consistent scorer, but you don't want to have, you know, 3-4 girls watching her and then have, you know, supporting cast hurt you. So there's a little bit of balancing act there, isn't there?
Well, it sure is. You know, it's one of those deals where you have to not only help off of her, but then whoever's helping off of her, we have to make sure we're getting our rotations right. And, you know, for the most part, I thought we did that. We gave up a few offensive rebounds early in the game, and as the game wore on, I think we did a better job of getting the defensive boards and able to control things that way.
Anybody scoring-wise for you, Coach, kind of stepping forward, or offensively, have you guys been pretty balanced through four games?
Well, we've been fairly balanced. Maddie Fisher's, you know, she had a big night for us. She shot the ball very, very well, and had four threes and ended up with 25, and you know, our other two leading scorers that are in double figures both had five and six. So we had, you know, Gracie Rogers stepped up, and she came off the bench with nine, and you know, the other starter, Ashlyn Brown, between those two, we had a total of 14 points. And you know, if we can get 14 and six or seven rebounds out of that position, then you know, we're going to have a good night probably.
When you played a couple of games before last week, but they were separated by, you know, several days between them, and you know, you got Thanksgiving, a lot of practices. Did you just kind of feel like, Coach, that when you get into a week that's Tuesday, Friday, you get into kind of that rhythm? Did everything for the Cardinals just kind of feel like it ran smoother for you last week?
Well, it did. We only played two games up until last week, so we're really not real sure. I didn't think offensively we were very sharp in any of our first two games. And then going into the Green City game, it was kind of the same deal. You know, we had three in double figures, but it just didn't seem like things flowed real well for us. And you know, defensively, I didn't think we were quite as good against Green City, but credit to them. They did a good job of getting the ball to their scorers and playmakers, and were able to get in the 30s against us. And, you know, that's credit to them. But overall, I thought we were pretty average that night, and was real concerned going into the Princeton game.
When you look at the way you want to play on the offensive end, do you want to play with some pace? Do you feel like are you going to be kind of a half-court, three-point shooting team? Ideally, what sort of you know, pace would you like to see your team play at this year?
Well, you know, against Princeton, we were much different than we were in the first three games. In the first three games, we created a whole lot of turnovers and got some runouts and got some easy looks and layups and you know, a lot of things in transition, whereas Princeton, they have good guards. They took care of the ball. We didn't, you know, we had one steal in the whole night, and we've probably been averaging over 20 steals. So, you know, it was a game where we had to be a lot smarter, a lot more patient, you know, take good shots, and that we weren't going to get any easy ones against them. So I thought, you know, against a good team, you're not going to be able to get a lot of layups. And so I was pretty pleased with the shot selection, especially in the first quarter and then throughout the remainder of the game.
I think it's a good coaching decision because so often you can kind of be stubborn and say, I think our girl's enough to get some steals against Princeton. But if you look at it and say, I've seen Addie Hinkey handle the ball, and if we put too much pressure on them, it's going to give Princeton, you know, opportunities on the other end. And you just kind of say, yeah, we're not going to take that sort of chance. We're going to play them straight up.
Well, yes, that's what we did, and we were, you know, we had to adjust things quite a little bit when, you know, probably our best defender, Randy Michael, had three fouls in the first, you know, probably 30 seconds of the second quarter. So she, you know, she fouling, getting in serious foul trouble in the first half and having to sit basically the whole second quarter, that raised a little bit of concerns, but I was super pleased with how she was, you know, she stayed engaged on the bench. She kept everybody fired up that was on the floor, and we were able to outscore them 16-2 with her out of the game. So, you know, I was really proud of the way everybody else stepped up.
A little border battle up Mercer way tonight. You got Mormon Trail coming to Mercer, Coach. What do you know about them? Any scouting reports on that squad?
Well, I know last year when we played them at their place, they've, you know, they scored more points against us last year than any other team on our schedule. So, you know, they've got everybody back from last year. You know, I think that she's a sophomore that had 34 against us, and you know, she's definitely back, and you know, she's a good scorer. And then they've got a pretty good post player, so you know, they're going to be a handful. We didn't play super well against them last year, but you know, it was one of those games that was really up and down, and we didn't do a great job of defending. So hopefully that can be better tonight.
Certainly a good opponent, good test on the home floor tonight for Mercer. Where do you go tomorrow? Is it Ridgeway or Canesville for the game?
We are at Canesville tomorrow.
Any? I'll ask you the same about East Harrison. Do you know much about them at this point?
Well, at this point I don't. It's kind of one of those deals where I took care of the stats of Princeton this weekend and then watched some of the Mormon Trail stuff, and I really haven't even gotten to think about the East Harrison game yet. I'll probably do that later on tonight.
Yeah, I've been looking, and we may end up doing it for the rematches in Galt in January at getting a Grundy-Mercer doubleheader on the radio this year. But you got Grundy coming up to Mercer, I know, and just, you know, kind of studying Grundy and what they've been doing with their good start, that a lot of Grundy's success is with some underclassmen. So they got some good, you know, especially good underclassmen that can put the ball in the hoop coming to your place on Friday night.
Well, they're definitely going to be different than they have been the last several years. They're going to be, you know, number one, they're going to be more experienced, even though the younger kids are doing a lot of things for them. They most of them were there last year and you know, got a feel of it. And then I haven't had a chance to look at them a whole lot, just looked at scores. And I know Coach Stillwell will have them ready to go. He's a very good coach, and they're playing very well right now, so it'll be a big challenge.
Coming up next week, Monday, we'll talk about this one more in detail next week. Obviously, Linn County will be at Mercer a week from tonight, the 19th of December. Mercer's a holiday hoops game. They're going to get through Christmas, get close to New Year's, and a good King City team that gave Princeton a lot of difficulty here a week and a half ago. King City Mercer going to play 4:30 on the 30th of December over at NCMC. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against Mormon Trail.
All right. Thanks a lot.